The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, as you guys are hopping on, I want to welcome everybody to our podcast and welcome everybody to the to our broadcast here on Facebook Live and via by YouTube. If this you guys here on Facebook, if you see this title, it may look familiar to you. It is because we I blogged on this. This past weekend, I put this together on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And guys, there is so much stuff happening right now. There is so many events taking place that it is literally difficult to keep up with. In fact, we had a whole prayer and fasting series that we wanted to upload on our podcast, and I've had to put all that on the back burner because it's hard to keep up. There's so many things, and trust me when I say this, I've got material to do these podcasts about current events that are taking place right now for the next 2 weeks. In fact, that's what we're going to be doing. So this is just one of many podcasts that we're going to be discussing. We've got things going on in China with this mystery virus that is now being feared as a pandemic. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about these earthquakes that are popping up in different places and locations, and that's out of Luke 21 and Matthew 24 in diverse places. We're going to talk about Australia just keeps getting pummeled by disaster. I mean, there's so many things, guys, to talk about. So tonight, I thought it would be appropriate to start out this series of podcasts dealing with current events and deal with the nation of Israel, because I believe, and most scholars, biblical scholars will believe, that the nation of Israel is the prophetic timepiece of prophecy. It's the prophetic clock. And if you want to know what's about to transpire with the earth and what it's about to happen in Bible prophecy, keep your eye on the nation of Israel. The Bible calls them the apple of God's eye. He calls them, there's different terms for Israel. And in fact, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 24, 32 through 35. This is what the word of the Lord says. It says, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things..." Now, I want you to underline if you can, if you want, if you have a Bible, you can underline. "When you see all these things," you can underline all these things. Now, what are all these things? Again, you have to go to the previous verses. The all these things are the earthquakes in diverse places, the famines, the pestilences, the plagues, the disasters, the wars, the rumors of wars, the nation against nations, the false prophets arising and being deceived and deceiving many, and the sun and moon and the stars, signs in the sun and moon and the stars. There will be volcanic eruptions. Hello? All these things. He says, when you see all these things, and he mentions a fig tree and it becoming ripe, or as it begins to blossom. And again, I could have delved into this and got real deep on this and spent about a half hour on this, but you'll study, when you go through the scripture, you'll discover that the fig tree many times alludes to the nation of Israel. So when you begin to see what the prophets foretold, certain prophetic events that dealt solely with the nation of Israel, how it would blossom again, it would become fruitful, it would be resurrected from a point of no return, that it would begin, the people would begin to gather from the north, the south, the east, and the west. There'd be a great exodus to leave other nations and come back to the nation of Israel. There's all these prophetic prophecies that's been spoken over by different prophets. And we're consequently, what's interesting, to say the least, is right now we're seeing multiple prophetic events that are converging directly with the nation of Israel in 2020. So that's what I want to talk about this tonight. In fact, A recent report from the Israeli Meteorological Service indicated that a record was broken recently. This was last week in southern Israel, as where as a record 5 inches fell. Now, listen, outside the United States, you say, oh, wow, that's a big record. Well, for them, it is. For us, it's not. But for them, it is. In fact, this rainfall was so extraordinary that it broke a 76-year-old record. But the most profound thing about this record rainfall as was the results of the rainfall. And as a direct result of it, we saw rivers that formed and flowed from Jerusalem into the Dead Sea, fulfilling what many declared was the prophecy of Ezekiel that states, now this is Ezekiel 47, 8 through 9. This is what it says. And then he said unto me, these waters issue forth towards the eastern region and shall go into the Arabah. And when they shall enter into the sea of the putrid waters, the waters shall be healed. He's talking about the Dead Sea. And it shall come to pass that every living creature wherewith it swarmeth, whatsoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, for these waters are come here that all things be healed and may live whithersoever the river cometh. Now, many rabbis in Israel there, when they saw this happening, again, they were quick to say, this is the fulfillment, or this is the initial beginning stages of Ezekiel chapter 47 through 8 through 9. And then again, as a direct result of this record rainfall, a report from Breaking Israel News stated that the ritual baths for the future temple in Jerusalem. Now, what is this future temple? There, if you go to Revelation chapter 11, and let me turn there. I want to read this. This is in Revelation chapter 11. Here's what it says. It says, and then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. Now, there's some that say this is a heavenly temple and not an earthly temple, but I totally disagree based on all the other passages of scriptures that could directly connect with this. The scriptures after this do not line up with this being a heavenly temple. Let me read on. It says, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given unto the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Now again, this will happen during the tribulation. And this is mentioned by the gospel. This is mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, I know of, in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. It talks about that. It says, and I will give power to my two witnesses. These are the two witnesses. Again, this is not heavenly. This is earthly. These two witnesses will appear in Jerusalem, in Israel, during the building of the third temple. And they will prophesy 1,260 days. And he says, these are my two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. So this has been foretold. Malachi, I believe it's chapter 3, talks about this. I'll send Elijah the prophet in the last day. So many believe Elijah will be one of the two witnesses. And then there's a great divide on who the second witness will be. Some say that it'll be Enoch because he walked with God and was not, and he was taken and never saw physical death. But others put the second witness as Moses. We're not here to dispute whether it's Enoch or whether it's Moses. What we are saying here is, here's what we're saying. In the future, and there will be a building, what appears to be a building of another temple or a third temple that will be constructed. And as a result, and it says it will be given to the Gentiles for 42 months to tread on this holy city. Now we know, again, in the book of Revelation, I believe it's in 13, it talks about the Antichrist. He will rise to power. He will be the eighth and final empire of Bible prophecy, and he will invade the temple, and he will set up his headquarters there in the temple in Jerusalem. And then that's when he will work with the false prophet. They will set up an idol or this icon. If you read it in the Greek, it's ikonai, where we get the word icon. And the Bible says the Jews who see this idol at the pinnacle of the temple will look upon it and they will flee. And it will be the abomination that makes Jerusalem desolate. Okay? So, having said that, let's go back to what was happening right now. Many rabbis believed that as a result of these flooding waters, that actually, for the first time in over 2,000 years, ritual baths were made ready as a direct result of these recent record rains in Israel. Okay? This is profound. Again, now you say, well, I don't understand ritual baths. I don't understand the red heifer. I don't understand the ashes of the red heifer. I don't understand the Sanhedrin. I don't understand all these. These things are temple rituals. There has to be certain priests that are put in order. There has to be certain rituals. There has to be the ashes of a red heifer. There has to be a red heifer. All these things have to line up, and they're basing this out of the Old Testament. And when all these things are lined up, then they see this as a prophetic timeline or as the green light to begin to construct this third temple. Now, this is very controversial because there's a whole lot of people out there that don't believe what I'm telling you here. But it's interesting that it was reported that during a recent speech in Israel, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was given a speech, he was quickly interrupted by a messianic rabbi who was adamant about reminding Netanyahu of the importance. Now think about this, guys. This is in the middle of, this would be like the president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, standing up, giving a speech on national television, and someone in the audience jumps up, which they do, they protest all the time and they get thrown out, whatever the case may be. But someone just jumps up and they interrupt his speech, and then they begin to blurt out something. This is exactly what happened. So Netanyahu in Israel is giving a speech, and a rabbi jumps up and he begins to adamantly remind the prime minister of Israel, the importance of remembering the future construction of the third temple in Israel. So listen, there's some of you that you may think this is nutty. You may think this is goofy. You may think this is not in any significance, but I'm going to tell you something. There is a huge amount of rabbinical messianic rabbis who absolutely believe not only what I'm telling you, but they're going as far as working overtime to prepare for the building and construction of the third temple. The Temple Institute. I believe it's the templeinstitute.com or something like that. You can go to that and they keep up with all this. All right? Now, according to the Jerusalem Post, now that leads me to this last thing I want to talk about. According to the Jerusalem Post, now again, this was last week, they emphasized that the Trump administration is considering presenting what they're calling the deal of the century in the coming, within the next 10 months. And they said that, quote, they possibly want this to be unveiled within the next 10 months because they are considering presenting this peace plan in the coming weeks. So it went from months to weeks ahead of the March 2nd Knesset election. Now, that brings me to, this is brand new information. This just came out today. Again, this is from the Jerusalem Post. We reported this on on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, today. I want to give you this. This is fresh bread out of the oven, brand new breaking news. Quote, this is again from the Jerusalem Post. The United States President Donald Trump is expected to decide in the coming days whether to present the White House's deal of the century before the Israeli election. So this thing is right on the ropes, guys. I don't know. I know he's got an advisory board, and we all know that many that are on this advisory board are spirit-filled, Bible-believing, Israel-supporting evangelical Christians. Now, I don't know what direction they're pushing him in. I don't know what direction they're advising him to take. But keep your eyes on the nation of Israel, God's prophetic timepiece, the prophetic clock. Keep your eyes on the White House, and I don't mean the impeachment process. While all the smoke and mirrors is going on over here, we've got some major prophetic things that are unfolding right now as we speak. According to Channel 13's political correspondent, there has been intense deliberation among Trump's advisors, here you go, regarding this very issue. But the president is presumably concerned about the possible effect the publication of the peace plan might have on Israel's March 2nd election. So it sounds to me, from gathering this information, that there is pressure from one end here in America, from his advisory board, to go forward with this peace plan. But on the other end, there would be repercussions, not only from Israel, not only from the Jewish people, but throughout the entire Mideast, which, by the way, is extremely volatile right now, coming on the heels of the Iranian situation that just took place. Could you imagine, just stop for a second and think about this. Could you imagine, after the assassination of one of their top military generals in Iran, and all the things that just, that massive mess that just took place over there, that's still got everybody on edge over there in the Mideast. If you think for a moment they're still not chanting death to America and all this other stuff, you're in for a rude awakening. The powder keg has already been lit. The fuse is lit. So all this is happening. Could you imagine, on the heels of that, the American president standing up and unveiling this peace plan, which we don't know what this consists of. We don't know what it entails of. Everyone can speculate, and everyone believes it'll be a, quote, two-state solution. Now, what that two-state solution means for Israel, does it mean they're going to have to give up this or give up that or give up different swaths of land? Or is it going to include the Palestinians? Is it not? What is it going to make? That's what everybody's holding their breath on. So could you imagine if he unveiled something like this right on the heels of that? So you could kind of see where there is an apprehension on the part of the president of the United States. Quote from the Jerusalem Post, however, if Trump decides to wait until after the election, it may be difficult for him to present his plan later due to his own 2020 re-election campaign. Presenting the plan before the election might tilt the odds in favor of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose primary focus in the run-up to the election is expected to be on the question of parliamentary immunity. I wanted to correct that. After Netanyahu was indicted for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, his legal issues have also become the focus of the campaign by rival party Blue and White, which is currently also the largest party in the Knesset. Trump's, quote, deal of the century to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been the focus of much speculation. So, guys, this is big news. So the question is, the elections is coming up in March 2nd in Israel. So we've got a whole month that puts us all the way to the end of February. We've got a little bit, about a month and a half. We've got about, what, 70 days, 60 somewhere, or no, I'm sorry, about 50 days, 40, somewhere 40 to 50 days, give or take a few, until either at the time of this broadcast, it is January 20th. So we've got a little less than 2 months. We're either going to see this peace plan or the deal of the century be unveiled. Now, what does that mean? Nobody knows. It's speculation. We're going to see. Or he's going to hold his cards until later on. And what I suspect could be, could, don't quote me, could come around the fall months or the feast months of the fall feast of Israel, which would be around September, which would also be right before the 2020 elections in the United States of America. Think about the evangelical vote that it would present if this peace plan came forward and it favored the evangelical heartbeat or the voice and appeased his evangelical board, his advisors. Again, which you can go study that in your own time. And many of them are outspoken, prominent backers of the Jewish state of the nation of Israel. So this is what we got, guys, going today, tonight. This is our prophetic update for this Monday, January 2nd. Again, if you're just, or 20th, I'm sorry, January 20th. If you're just watching this, you need to go back and watch this on Facebook Live. Again, multiple prophetic events are converging with the nation of Israel in 2020. And if things keep going the way they are, I believe we're only going to see more take place. We're just about 3 weeks into January on our calendar. We're not even out of the first month of the entire year of 2020, and this many things are happening. And remember, what did Jesus say? He said, let me go back here again. He said, when you see all these things, Matthew 24:32-33, know that it is near, even at the doors. So again, this has been End Time Headlines. This is Ricky Scapero, and this is our special prophetic update on this Monday, January 20th. Again, if you have not subscribed to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, please, if you're listening by podcast, listen by YouTube, at the end of this, there's more information on how you can do it. You're going to see these little things pop up, our main website, information on how to subscribe, information on how you can get push notifications sent to you on your mobile device. All that's there. If you're watching by Facebook Live, there's a link right there below. Right there where it says support and follow. If you'll click on that link, it's going to take you to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There, you're going to see our main website, and there you're going to see all of our information you need to follow us. You can subscribe to us there by a daily digest that gets sent to your email one time every day in inbox with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to see a place that you can support this ministry. You can give a one-time gift, or you can partner with us and help us to stay strong in 2020. You can subscribe to our podcast there. By the way, we're on Apple and we're on Spotify and we're on our main website there on our podcast. You're going to see we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And at the top of the website, you see that there's a Facebook prophecy group. It's called We Are Living in Revelation. You could click on that. We are partnering with a dear sister of mine. Her name is Jenny. And we are, this is a wonderful group to keep you up to date. It's just an extension of End Time Headlines. It's a little bit more on a more personal level. A lot of people, brothers and sisters, are like-minded. You'll get to know each other that are, again, like-minded with the same mindset of prophecy and dealing with these things. So again, all that's there. Listen, all, for all my Hispanic brothers and sisters, or maybe you know some, we have ETH in Espanol, and that, you'll see that at the main website. If you click on there, my dear friend Albert Perez, he completely runs that whole, it's a Facebook page called ETH in Espanol, and he, it's an extension of ETH. He has the same heart for ministry as I do. Many years I partnered with him, and many years ago put that into his hands to help him run that, and he does a wonderful job with that. So a lot of people don't know that, but again, it's a wonderful avenue for many people, that for our Hispanic brothers and sisters. Maybe you know some that would be would love to be a part of that. So all that's there, guys, for you. It's all free. It's to be a blessing to you, to inform you, to edify you, and to equip you of the signs and the seasons of the times that which we are living in. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to sign off for today. We're going to try to come back on here tomorrow, because I'm telling you guys, we got a full plate. And then we'll be back on here on Wednesday to do our live prayer segment we do every Wednesday. And we'll see how the rest of the week plays out as well. So God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.